From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In his first public testimony about the prostitution scandal that has engulfed his agency, the director of the Secret Service apologized for the misconduct. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, he insists there isn't a permissive culture at the service.
The Secret Service employees were in Cartagena, Colombia, ahead of a presidential visit. They went out in small groups to four different clubs, got drunk, and picked up prostitutes. To Maine Republican Susan Collins, that's a sign of a greater problem.
This misconduct was almost certainly not an isolated incident.
She and other senators repeatedly pressed Secret Service Director Mark Sullivan on this point, and each time he pushed back.
The thought or the notion that this type of behavior is condoned or authorized is just absurd.
He said the service will do more ethics training going forward. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.
Sales of new homes are picking up. That's the latest news on the housing market just out from the Commerce Department today. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, sales were up 3% in April.
These monthly numbers bounce around a lot, but this latest report's a bit better than analysts expected, and it bolsters the view that the housing market finally is beginning to see at least some improvement. Patrick Newport is a housing economist with IHS Global Insight.
Well, we've been stuck at the bottom for about 3 years, and yes, we are coming off a bottom. It's going to take a long time to get back to normal, but I think that there's no question that the worst is behind us, that going forward, housing is going to be a positive for the economy and for growth.
Newport says it's also encouraging that two different indicators this week showed that home prices in many areas are stable and in some neighborhoods are rising. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
Members of the Senate Banking Committee have joined regulators in taking a look at last week's high-profile initial public stock offering by social networking company Facebook. Regulators want to know whether Morgan Stanley, the lead underwriter, selectively informed clients about its view of Facebook ahead of the offering. That issue has also become the subject of a shareholder lawsuit. Sam Brudman is the plaintiff's attorney.
It's easy to complain about the lawsuit and say it's a strike suit, it comes so quickly. But I can tell you that people who bought stock in the IPO feel cheated, and they have every right to go to court.
Facebook's fourth day of trading as a public company saw a slight increase in the company's share price. Facebook shares, even so, are still some 16% below the $38 IPO price. Amid continued concerns about Greece and its future in the Eurozone, the country's Financial Stability Board has announced that Greece's four biggest banks will be getting an $18 billion cash infusion to help cover costs of the country's massive restructuring. The money, approximately $23 billion U.S. dollars, will be split between the National Bank of Greece, Eurobank, Alpha Bank, and Bank of Piraeus as part of a recapitalization program. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 6 points to close at 12,496. The NASDAQ was up 11 points. You're listening to NPR. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney today told an audience in Washington American children are getting what he called a third world education. Speaking today at the Chamber of Commerce, Romney said the system is failing kids. He said one reason is teachers' unions, which he said don't look out for the best interests of children. Republicans have proposed a voucher system that will allow low-income and disabled kids to use federal funds to attend public, charter, or in some cases, private schools. President Obama told graduating cadets at the Air Force Academy today the world has a new feeling about America and new confidence in its leadership. NPR's Maura Eliason has that story.
Mr. Obama spoke before more than 1,000 Air Force Academy graduates, telling them that 4 years ago when they started at the Academy, America was engaged in two wars. Quote, our alliances were strained and our standing in the world had suffered. But now, he said, America was safer, stronger, and more respected.
For the first time in your lives, and thanks to Air Force personnel who did their part, Osama bin Laden is no longer a threat to our country.
From Colorado Springs, the president flies to campaign fundraisers in Denver and Silicon Valley, California. Mara Liasson, NPR News, the White House.
The New York woman who faked having cancer in order to get donors to bankroll her wedding and a Caribbean honeymoon has been released from jail after less than 2 months. Jessica Vega apologized in court today, with the judge then sentencing her for time served. 25-year-old Vega is accused of bilking individuals and businesses out of more than $13,000, claiming she was suffering from leukemia and wanted a dream wedding. Prosecutors say she paid the money back. Vega will also be required to perform 300 hours of community service. Crude oil futures prices fell again today, crude down to $89.90 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.